This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Say hello to beautiful people, 97.3 The Machine in San Diego. Talk the rocks. More beautiful people there in San Jose at K-Fox, the South Bay's classic rock station. More beautiful people in Sacramento at 98 Rock. Thanks, guys. Big show for you today. Your guess is as good as mine coming up. Categories, college hoops and the military. Men's Room rules, the toast. We'll drink and do the shot of the day. All that is on the way. And today is a random question. Our question, what do you no longer want to be associated with? And Mike Hawk, this is going to piss you off even more. Father of a boy who has Down syndrome is suing the Boy Scouts of America. Keep in mind, Mike is an Eagle Scout and will be for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
For blocking his son from becoming an Eagle Scout and revoking his merit badges. Logan Blythe has been a scout through the National Parks Council in Utah. His father says that, Chad says, the 15-year-old has advanced because the council has made some accommodations when necessary. All those badges, he just literally did the best he could. And our local leaders accepted it, and they were happy with it. And basically what they did was they traded out some different merit badges. So if he couldn't take a long hike, they gave him another thing or another badge that he could swap out or another accomplishment that he could try to do,
sure,
whatever it was in his capabilities, all right? So he did everything to the best of his ability. And for his and for his Eagle project, Logan had planned to create kits for babies with special needs. Local officials signed off on the plan, which is part of the deal, but the national organization then disagreed. What's more, the national organization then voided every merit badge Logan had obtained. This is a boy with Down syndrome.
Every single merit badge
he earned. The family sued the Boy Scouts and the Utah National Parks Council for reckless conduct, outrageous conduct. A spokesman for the organization disagrees with the family's assertion that the decision is discriminatory, adding that the group offered the Blythes a path to earning alternative merit badges based on his abilities.
Then that's discriminatory.
All scouts,
if you make the time to make a statement that you feel that someone is different or unique, that's what discriminatory means.
I'm not down.
A tough one.
I'm not down.
That's
with
all
that
in
all.
One set. We're not being discriminatory. We just think he should be able to get merit badge into things that we think he can do.
I'm pretty sure the wouldn't you say, Mike, the Boy Scouts of America, they need a new PR group, don't they?
Yeah, they might just need to change a whole lot of things up there.
Yeah, I'm telling you what,
That's from an Eagle Scout.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know. I mean, hell.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't believe they took all of his merit badges. I mean, look, I don't even agree with the Eagle Scout thing. But it's like, look, if they're going to have a position on that, fine. But to go back and revoke all the stuff that the kid's already earned, essentially because he has Down syndrome, right?
Yeah.
It's the only difference between him and anybody else is earning his badges.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but we're not trying to be discriminatory, but that kid with Downs, mm-mm.
Being an Eagle Scout or becoming an Eagle Scout is not so much about what you can do physically or think in a certain way. It's more about developing you from a boy into a man. I mean, it's more about learning life
and
lessons and building character.
Courteous,
it's just
kind,
right,
helpful, all these things.
It's
supposed to set you up for a future of being self-reliant, and if he's accomplished that, then why would you take that all away from him?
And being a
decent
human
being. You know why, Mike? He has Down.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's the only thing,
so
right?
Why does the organization that preaches being a decent human being not being decent?
Because that's what you do,
that's
Miles.
Unbelievable.
Come on, man.
What kind of pulpit are they on? All right, so
how
also,
can you have something that's new and improved and it's been out for 3.5 years?
Also on the tip of what do you no longer want to be associated with, a former, okay, all right, I'll just start out. This story goes, in the winter of 2014, Duke University student body was buzzing. A freshman among them had a side hustle appearing in pornography films. Frenzied speculation gripped chat boards and text messages. Who was this Duke porn starlet? And you have to understand, if you've ever stepped foot on the Duke campus, this is an amazing accomplishment. There are no attractive women there. So for anyone on the campus to believe for 1 minute there's a very attractive porn star who's smart enough and rich enough and knows somebody to get into Duke, this is a big deal. There's a reason that people from Duke date people from North Carolina State and North Carolina, because their pool is a shallow pool. Not that the pool doesn't exist. It's just a numbers game.
It's like Notre Dame,
you're not,
sure.
Like, God ain't giving you everything. You're not going to be real good looking and real smart, too. You know, like, you get half or half or, you know, maybe a decent mix of two.
Well, you don't go wolf hunting in Hawaii. I mean, like, it's right.
So she made like $49,000 to pay for her law school. And basically, she says she no longer wants to be associated with the adult film industry. And she came out and
Mia wrote Khalifa? Isn't that who it is?
Ted's
on it. I bet you Ted is right.
Do you think that's who it is?
So you're acting like you didn't know.
Yeah, you're acting like you didn't know and you knew damn well. Wait a minute. I don't see her name on it.
Maybe it's a different girl. I thought that was her.
So you're saying there's two well-known porn stars?
I'm saying Ted's right.
My mind is blown. No, her last name is Weeks.
All right.
So maybe it's somebody.
Yeah, but is
I can't believe there's two freaking porn stars that went to Duke University.
Is the Khalifa thing her porn name? See, because the purposes of your article, they're probably going to go with her God-given name.
I don't know, man, but there's nothing that woman can't do. I mean,
oh no, I'm wrong. She went to all right. Khalifa went to a different school. I always thought she was the Duke porn star.
No, she went to a different school.
Yeah.
Hey, Miles. As far as the Boy Scouts thing goes, it says that's disturbing. My troop made some changes so that I could make Eagle because I couldn't swim for first class, so I did a long bike ride.
Yeah.
Other people I already hated them now. They can go to hell. And they're saying, they're listening to you, Mike. So, you know, an Eagle Scout, the fact that it's about going from a boy to a man, essentially, through the Boy Scout's eyes, says this coming from a man who likes to trip blind people.
That's right. Even I have more morals than they do now.
Even the guy that trips blind people. So.
Even that guy.
Unbelievable. And relevant.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Jason.
Random,
welcome
random,
to the men's
random,
room.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Jason.
Hola.
All right. Now put it back on hold.
Okay.
That's all right. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Okay. All right, Peter. Let's go with this one. If you had a man cave, all right? Maybe you do have a man cave. Do you have a man cave?
No, I used to, though, but now I'm, like, basically married.
All right. If you had
a man cave, when you need it.
Right, yeah. Peter, what would you absolutely need to have in it if cost wasn't an option and you could have one thing down there? What would be the main thing that you would want?
Man, I always, you know, I work, I do construction. I've seen a couple man caves, even like houses that are outside, like a guest house. And I would like to have a urinal inside of, like, you know, like a playroom.
Man, that is great.
Yeah? A urinal.
A urinal in the bathroom of the man cave. I think that that is essential.
No, not in the bathroom. Like, straight up in the room next to the bar.
You mean like a Pittsburgh toilet? Just a toilet right in the middle?
Next to the bar?
In the middle of the...
Yeah, like have like a bar with a pool table, and then maybe, you know, on the wall you hang a urinal. So when you're hanging out with your boys, you can just take a piss right there and keep talking to them.
I mean, do your friends object to you? Like, I don't mind when my buddy's like, hey, man, I got to break the seal.
Oh, my
like,
God.
I'll wait. It's not so, like, look, man, put it this, there's a reason why a lot of times when women go to the bathroom, they go in a pair. Or mm-hmm. Guys, we don't do, I don't say like, hey, Ted, man, let's go to the bathroom. It's like, nah, bro. Like, you just go. It's okay. Yeah. We'll wait.
I can't believe that more houses, first of all, don't have urinals, just because I would think that they may
man. Even, like, just having a little kid and trying to teach a boy how to pee in a toilet without hitting both sides of the floor. Mm-hmm. Like, a urinal, like, I guess as an adult we miss, but, like, you can't miss.
Not only that, same but I'm sure most women out there would agree that, you know what, they necessarily don't want to have to share that thing with us all the time because we're not necessarily sometimes the cleanest or the best aim. Or
And when
you know
the seat's
I mean?
Warm, like, you know a, what we've
you have
just
a choice
done.
And you're standing up, you know what I mean? You're less, I mean, I don't know. I think it's not a bad idea to
yeah,
have
urinals, it. I just don't know if I want to be in the man cave peeing.
Well,
yeah, I got
but
a problem with the urinal.
As long as it's in the bathroom.
Yeah, just.
Yeah. I mean, if you.
But he was specific. Like, he doesn't want it in the bathroom. He wants it at the end of his bar.
It would almost be like having a house, like you say, with a soda gun. Like, it would be one of those things where you would walk in, like, dude, he's got a urinal in his house.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, that would be the talk of the town, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, man.
Because I've never seen it before. I've never seen someone with their own urinal.
You really would think that'd be a little more common, right?
You would think so. Like, I've got three sons. Well, you probably should have a urinal. Like, when you go redo the bathroom, maybe put a urinal in there.
Well, they even have toilets now. Where
dude,
they
you could tell when a home has, like, just boys.
Yeah. Oh,
it's, yeah, walking to the bathroom, it's obvious.
Yeah, like, one dude is all right, even if it's an adult. But you get more than a couple dudes living in a house, like, it's going to smell like pee.
It's going to smell like pee, and there's pubes everywhere. And they even have toilets now where if you press the small button, it's because you peed, right? Mm-hmm. So at least a little bit of water. And so you already made the adjustment on the toilet. Why not just have the urinal? You know, I mean, as a guy, if I'm sitting down, unless I'm drunk, it's like, man, I got to poop.
I think that's it. I think the two things I would want, if I did have a man cave, one thing I would want that bubble hockey game that I've been talking about for years.
Oh, yeah.
Either that or the sit-down arcade unit, like the old tabletop one that's programmed to have, like, you know, a thousand games in it or one of those, or a KISS pinball machine. For some reason, KISS pinball, and I do have my problems with KISS at times, but that is my favorite.
Only
pinball.
When they hear their music.
Only when Gene talks.
Yeah.
But I I love that pinball machine.
I would take the video game console. For, I actually looked into that a while ago because I'm like, man, how much could it be? I was stunned at how much that costs, and that is why I do not own one now.
What, the video, the tabletop?
Yeah.
What is so that?
What I did do.
What, $4,000, $3,000?
It's right around there. But I will say that, I can't, oh, God damn it, what store was I at? It was right before Christmas. Buying some crap for the kids, and it was an impulse buy. It was $30.
Oh, and little, it's a super miniature. Control? Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, not the hand control, man. It looks like, take a stand-up video arcade game.
Right.
Shrink it down to the size of half, I don't know, like a quart of milk, basically. All right, so it's about that size. And it has 100 games programmed. Huh. And it's, I mean, it's all the games you played, and it's the best $30 I've spent.
Okay. The reason we asked, if you had a man cave, what would you absolutely need in it? They asked a bunch of people what they would prefer, a new survey, would be the ideal things to have in a man cave and basically what it would look like. So the most important feature, believe it or not, are just multiple TVs and a good sound system. Not one big television, but the ability to watch a couple of different televisions. That seems to be the thing that people would be pretty stoked to have. 42% of guys with a man cave said they would have more than one TV. That was the main thing. 40% also have some sort of video game setup. A fully stocked bar is a must. A dartboard for 25% is a must. And 20% said they would love to have a pool table in there. Obviously, beer is the most popular drink to have on hand. Some people would like it if they could get a kegerator. Others, it just doesn't matter if there's a refrigerator or a beer. Beer is beer. 56% of guys said the ideal place is the basement, and the other said, like Peter, to have a separate room garage away from the premise altogether.
That'd be a bold move to put your man cave in, like, the living room space.
Yes, it would.
Put the living room in the garage.
But it would be so much more practical than that empty dining room. You know what I mean? That just has a table
that,
of stuff
see,
on
that's
it.
The room you should be able to put it in. If you have a quote-unquote formal dining room.
Right.
Look, you only sit at it like a Christmas and Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
And then it's useless. That's the place for. By the way, according to the comments, there are a ton of people that have urinals in their home.
You're kidding me.
No, and I'm blown away by it. There's people like, dude, I have a urinal in my house.
Invite
us
over. I want to see this. Take a picture of your urinal in your house. And
send us pictures of your urinals.
You can't go to Burger King, take a picture of your urinal and send it in. Act like that. We'll know.
We'll know.
Yeah, because we'll see the partitions and stuff. Like, you don't have that in your house.
I want to see, yeah, your home urinal.
That would be weird, actually, to go in your own bathroom and it'd be partitioned off like it does in a regular bathroom.
Put two urinals in.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, we can hit that together. Don't worry about it.
Random question. 844-999. Ola, more of your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as mine coming up. The categories as college hoops are in full swing here. We'll get a little college hoop category. And as far as the military around the world is concerned, those will be the two choices. And your guess is as good as mine. And we'll do that before we drink and toast with a shot of the day. In the meantime, it is our random question. Question 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Matthew. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
How you guys doing?
Good, Matthew. How are you doing, man?
I'm all right. I've been waiting for a while, so I'm no longer on Team Sober.
Okay, good for you. Would you drink a couple beers or what?
No, I can bong it.
All right, very good. What weed do you prefer smoking?
I got this new stuff.
All right.
It's Legend of Nigeria.
Legend of Nigeria.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, man.
Okay. What is that? Is that a sativa or an indica?
It's a hybrid sativa.
Oh, so it's a little bit of both.
Yeah. All right, hey, okay. The Legend of Nigeria. You
Legend
know.
Of Nigeria.
The Legend of Nigeria? Really?
Are we running out of names?
The Legend of Zendar.
I know.
All right, let's go with this one.
Why is Thrill hating on the Ravens?
What's that?
You said Thrill was hating on the Ravens?
It's hard not to hate on the Ravens.
Look, man.
That's true.
You know what? Let's just get it out on the table. God damn it, try, right? That's all.
No,
that's all.
They can sign any wide receiver they want to. I'm a fan of the Baltimore Ravens. I have been for a long time. They can sign anybody. They can get rid of Macklin. They can sign him. They can bring Torres. They got to get Crabtree. Blah blah blah.
It doesn't matter
if you don't have someone who can't throw the ball longer than 10 freaking yards down the field. It doesn't matter.
Every game. But
it doesn't
all
matter.
Time,
it doesn't matter.
He's elite.
He is elite. That is absolutely correct. Elite in the state. Yeah, he's a Super Bowl champion. He's
is Jeff Hostetler.
Yes, he is.
So is Trent Dilfer.
Man. Dilfer played a pretty good game.
He did.
Give him credit there.
He did.
I mean, so did Hosteller. All right, let's go.
Jeff George. There you go.
Jeff George never won a Super Bowl.
No, well, I guess.
In spite of playing on 27 teams.
Yeah, where every player on each and every one of those teams hated him. Let's go with this one. What gross habit do you or someone you know have?
I chew tobacco.
Okay.
Well, that did not take long.
How many spit cups are in the general proximity where you are, where you can see them right now around you?
One and a half.
And what is your preferred method of spit cup? Is it a like a red solo cup, an old beer can, what?
Yeah, I drink a lot of soda, so as soon as I'm done with the soda, I crinkle it so I know which soda's good and which soda's not, and then
you go through
when I'm done, the soda goes in the garbage.
How many times have you made the mistake and picked up your spit juice as opposed to your soda?
More than I'd like to say on the radio.
Do you go through a 10 a day, a half a 10? How much? How many times do you
I've cut back. I've tried to quit. I can get almost a week out of a can now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. Okay.
I shouldn't lie too much. Maybe 3 to 4 days.
Still, man.
Either way, okay, most people I know used to have about a 10 a day or two habits.
I used to be 10 and a half, maybe a can and a half. But, if I'm really good, I can stretch it out a week.
All right. Let's see here.
Do you ever save them?
Like put them back in?
Put them back in the dip container and then get
it later?
Oh,
when I was poor, yeah.
Recycle. That's what we call it.
Recycle, yeah.
When I was poor.
Recycle. When I was younger, man, yeah. Not now, though.
How long have you been doing it?
Too long since I was a teenager.
Wow. Okay.
So cigarettes, always to chew?
Yeah. It wasn't popular where I grew up and stuff. Chewing was more of a, I wouldn't say country. Yeah, we were country boys, I guess, so chewing was more prevalent than smoking for sure.
Sometimes it's just your company, man. If you play baseball, you've got something in your mouth all the time. So
as a kid, that's all you saw.
You can't do it when you're playing football because if you get hit real hard, you'll swallow it. So there's certain sports that kind of, are a little bit easier to manage when you have stuff in your mouth.
Anybody ever do it when they played golf? Because they're like, baseball, you saw it all. But golf, you're moving at your own pace.
Golfers back in the day were more smokers.
That's a cigar.
Like, you see people smoking on the courses back in the day. But it's definitely baseball.
Even football used to be a smoker sport. Baseball used to have its occasional
smoker.
But NFL films took all that stuff out. They go to the sideline, Super Bowl, just four or five people like dragging on a cigarette. Sure. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, the favorite one I have is like an old like college football game. I think it's USC playing somebody. But like the assistant coaches and the head coach, like you'd recognize all of them. And it's like a last-second field goal. And they are just on one knee, like, praying and then chain-smoking.
Or you'll see an old black and white of like a field house or an auditorium. And they're smoking inside the auditorium.
Oh, sure. They show an old basketball game.
I mean, everybody. It's just a cloud of smoke. Like, there's people down there running back and forth on the
floor. I know a guy in Mexico right now. He just went to a professional soccer game down there. And he's like, oh, yeah, I forgot. They smoke in the stadiums.
Which is strange.
Yeah.
Oh, Mexico, dude, it doesn't matter. You could go, you could have a newborn baby and go to the maternity ward. And, like, if you broke out a cigarette, they would hand you an ashtray.
Mm-hmm. The reason we ask what gross habit do you or someone else has, I don't think this is a normal habit, but the bizarre moment was caught on camera. An unnamed woman was flying with Ural Airlines.
Ural?
U-R-A-L. Ural?
That's what I'm hearing, man.
Yeah, fly the Ural skies.
Although Robin and I agreed before, Aer Lingus is the most misleading.
So she was flying from southern Turkey to Moscow, and eyewitnesses said the woman did not even remotely seem embarrassed as she spent at least 20 minutes drying her underwear under the overhead vent above her head. An onlooker with a smartphone filmed the scene as she holds up her panties above her head and then turns on the airflow to dry them. Other passengers were reportedly too shocked to comment on the woman's unusual and very open laundry technique. I'm sure it did work.
What about the person sitting behind her?
Here's the picture, Ted, just so you understand how crazy this kind of looked. Jesus, that sounded juicy.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, baby.
What?
She's just holding them up like she's hands.
Why do you think
they're wet?
That her underwear is so wet that she needs to hold them up in front of an air vent on a plane?
There's only real two options, and neither of them I don't think I want to smell from somebody I'm not.
What do you think? I know what the first option is. Just couldn't hold it, right? But
yeah.
What do you think the other?
Very attractive dude with great conversation in the bar before they boarded the flight.
That you need to dry them off.
I mean, personable, attractive
like,
dude.
I don't know. I mean, it's the equivalent of having like a 12-foot erection. Like, I mean, my God, woman. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who knows?
They should have at least asked that. Like, why are your underwear wet? And again, think about the person sitting directly behind her. Because that air vent is blowing whatever funk is in those things at that person.
Yeah.
That person should be angry. Hello, Cody. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. Cody, let's go with this. We're talking quality, all right? Which normally means you're spending a little bit more money. But you really have to like something to spend a little bit more money on it. You need to be interested. You can go and buy a stereo for a couple hundred dollars. You could spend thousands of dollars. And anything that you'd be interested in kind of works on the same thing. You could go buy a regular vacuum cleaner. You could go buy a Dyson. It's going to cost you $400, $500. So it's a matter of quality. What would you say quality-wise is the nicest thing that you own?
It's actually a piece of cardboard.
It's a piece of cardboard.
Yeah, it's called a game called Magic the Gathering.
Okay.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
You made it sound like you live in a box by a river.
Now, what is this like the ultimate edition?
No, it's not anything super special. It's a dual land. It's like 15 years old, but it's worth $400.
Okay.
Why is it worth so? I'm assuming that's not what you paid to get it in the first place, right?
Oh, no. I bought it a couple years ago, so it was cheaper.
Okay. And why is it just people that are into Magic, if that would be a board they would want in their collection?
It's a card.
Oh, damn.
It's one card.
Yeah. It's one card. One singular card.
Can you just say what the card is? I'm sure the comments will explain this to us in great depth. They're either going to say that you're an idiot and you're a liar, or, oh, my God, give him my number. I'll buy it for you.
No, Magic the Gathering reprints cards all the time. But they also have a list of cards they will never reprint. So all these cards on this list, this is one of those cards. And it's a land, and every deck plays lands, you know. So it's like you need this card for a lot of decks.
Okay, now, does Magic ever pull the – so they say, look, we will never reprint these, in which case I understand how the value of anything goes up. But there's a lot of bands who I've seen four times on their farewell tour. Over a period of 10 years.
True. So, so far, they haven't changed it. They've printed cards that are really close to them, but so far, there's been nothing on the reserve list that hasn't printed.
Let's just say that I come over to your house and we're going to do a little Magic the Gathering afternoon type thing, right? Now, is this card part of what we're playing with? Is this card in the deck? Do I have a chance to pull this card? Or is it, I know you own the deck and you own the stuff, but does the card come into play?
Oh, yeah. It's one of the main cards that I play with.
Okay.
You need this land to cast anything, so.
When it comes out
all the time.
Do you get a lot of,
oh, my goodness, look at
like when you pull this thing out, is that the response?
Peter the Porker, look, he's worth $400.
No, it's a dual land. Everyone's playing with these decks. If you go to any Legacy tournament at all, that's the format. There's different formats.
Why did you say if when you know damn well we're not going?
We've been to the last four.
I mean, you just said if you go, you know we're not going.
Well, I mean, you know, everyone's got their different nerd fandoms, so you might overlook a Magic game sometime. You never know.
Yeah, okay. All right, fair enough.
All right, fair.
Reason we asked, what is the nicest quality thing you own? Ted, I pulled this story just for you. Three thieves were caught with Yeti coolers worth more than 52 Yeti coolers. All right?
Okay.
How much were 52 Yeti coolers worth? They found these guys and busted them in New Orleans East.
All I know about Yeti coolers, and I'll be dead honest, was Ted, I guess you recently bought one or went in half with a friend.
Like 3 years ago,
But you said, you said, this is the stud among
You will
coolers.
Never buy another cooler. This is the ultimate. Keep stuff cold forever, whatever the deal is.
It's bear resistant.
Bear resistant.
Correct.
So if a bear were attacking your campsite, in theory, you could climb inside your Yeti.
Well, it's not bear-proof, but it's resistant.
Okay, it's strong.
I don't think I'd fit in my Yeti. I got a big boy, but I still don't think I'd fit in it.
But you bought this for Burning Man?
Yeah, that was the main thing. And then I use it, I take it to festivals and stuff. But honestly, I have a whole group of friends that have them now. We're obsessed with them.
Because they're that good. Now, when people see that you have a Yeti and you don't really know them, do they come over and go Yeti cooler guy, I got one.
Yeah,
they do.
So it's like a special club.
Yeti it is club. A weird club. Because they know that you invested enough money in that, because you'll never have to buy another cooler again.
Now.
As long as one of your friends doesn't
steal
it.
See, it doesn't happen with Coleman.
It doesn't happen with most things in life. You end up buying most things in life, you have to buy four or five of them.
I took my Yeti to Barcelona.
It's bubble easy. So 52 Yeti coolers. I'm having a hard time speaking today, so F all of you.
Sorry.
I had a ton of fish.
Everybody that listened to the first hour, that is passive aggressive.
That's right. 52 Yeti coolers, $16,000.
Wow.
That's how much they're worth.
Wow.
Officers with the Houston Police Department contacted the New Orleans Police Department to inform them that a trio of suspects.
Where's that new boy might have 52 Yeti cooler down here?
Yep. Dozens of thefts and high-end coolers were in New Orleans. So the New Orleans Police Department began searching for the suspects and found 29-year-old Demetrius Johnson standing outside of a hotel, loading a Yeti cooler into a trailer filled with over 40 other Yeti coolers and some stolen Adidas clothing.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Johnson, along with 20-year-old Anthony Jackson and Leon Gamble, had been targeting, I guess, national sporting goods retailers, and they were hitting as many as they could. So they just kept going and piling on. By the time they were done, they had 52 altogether and some Adidas. But either way, $16,000.
Well, comment comes in and says, Yeti is the S. Also, Ted, it says, you'll fend at it after the bear gets through with you, Ted.
Random. I have a buddy that just has a Yeti hat, and I get on him all the time. I'm like, what, are you going to wear like a Porsche hat next?
Let me ask you a theory.
You don't have a Yeti.
In theory.
Oh, he doesn't have a Yeti?
No, just the hat.
Oh. Yeah, that's not okay, man.
Can I get a Yeti cup? Don't they make the cups,
too? I got Tumblr. I got a couple things.
Do you?
I've accessorized.
All right, okay. If a bear came, could I jump into the Yeti cooler?
If you could.
I mean, like, would that be the safest place for me to be?
Well, Ted's resistant, not proof, but still, again, but it's not, but he's going to get in your tent, right?
Right.
You're not going to climb a tree. You can't outrun it. I'm not convinced about the playing dead thing. So, yeah, honestly, I think I've climbed into my Yeti.
Seems like the safest place
and hope for the best. Mm-hmm. That'd be a hell of a commercial. Hello, Sonny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Vicholas.
Hola.
All right, Sonny.
How's it going, gentlemen?
We're doing good, man. How are you?
Still alive. Got to count for something.
All right. Sonny, then I'm going to ask you this question, because it seems like if you're still alive, you could probably answer it. Why were you talking to the police?
Oh, boy. All right. So, that's going to be a tricky one for me. I've never really had too much issues with the police, but I'd have to say the one time I've had to be called in by the police was when I was in fire practice, and it was during New Year's. We decided to do a fire performance, like, in front of the house instead of in the back of the house that we normally do. And we're just doing our little fire tricks. I'm breathing fire. Got a couple of people gathering up, and the cops get called on us, and ambulance show up, and the fire department show up, and they're, like, wondering what the hell's going on. Where's this fire coming from? And we had to explain that we're a legal fire performing team, and we just here to have a good time.
And they went, okay.
I mean, but is that entire explanation?
So you're just breathing fire out here like right. Gene Simmons, and you got your little poi deal, and that's all this was? Is that it?
Yeah, then they actually stuck around to pretty much make sure that we were all doing okay, and you guys actually wanted to try jumping in and play with some fire.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I go, I want to see the show. Like, if that's what you tell me you're doing, I'm like, all right, that's cool. Let's see some stuff, man.
You know,
like, all right, let's blow some stuff up or whatever we do. All right. The reason we asked, why were you speaking to the cops? A guy was pulled over in Milton Keynes, England last week, and the cop asked for his driver's license. But instead, he reached into his wallet and pulled out Homer Simpson's driver's license.
Oh, boy.
Like, it had Homer's picture, his signature, and the whole deal. It's probably not authentic Simpsons merchandise, as they say, as the address listed is 28 Springfield Way, and every real fan knows he lives at 742 Evergreen Terrace. Jesus Christ, they're geeking out here.
That's what tipped the cops off.
Exactly.
That was the giveaway.
So it was a bootleg novelty Homer Simpson license. Maybe his plan was to get the cop to laugh so he wouldn't realize that he didn't have a real license or insurance, but it did not work because he didn't have a real license or insurance, and his car was impounded, and he's facing two charges for driving without a real license and insurance.
If you're going to drive without the license and insurance, why on earth would you think that having a Homer Simpson license is going to help your situation in any way possible? I get sometimes people want to be funny, and maybe it's funny if you also have a license that you can follow it up with, but, like, it gets less fun. The cop goes, that's funny. No, but seriously, man, I need your license.
Yeah,
I don't have one. Because now you've just wasted their time.
Have you been to Nashville and seen, like, the Elvis Presley driver's license that you can buy? Like, whenever you go to one of those places where the famous person is actually from there, like,
all right,
down in Hollywood, they have a lot of those. Like, here's Marilyn Monroe's driver's license.
Yeah.
Here's John Wayne's or whatever. And it's actually a driver's license, one of those things. I just don't understand what the chuckle would be. Like, what, you go to a bar And someone says, hey, man, can I see ID? And you go like, here I am. They go, dude, that's Marilyn Monroe.
Get out of our bar. Right, exactly. We can't serve you.
What's a practical reason to buy that thing?
Because you're a child.
Oh, okay. All
right. I mean, right?
I mean, if you're a child,
for children, I get why it's fun. Right. But you're right. Anybody over the age of 16, like, what are you doing?
Why are you carrying this in your wallet?
Like, this guy with the Homer Simpson driver's license, it's the equivalent of buying one of those literal license plates. And then putting it on the back of your car.
Like
I just thought you'd find it funny.
When you know it should go on the back of your red wagon. Random question, 844-999-OLA. More of your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Coming up, we'll review some men's room rules, all the rules that you've created throughout the years at mensroomlive.com. All nice and categorized there. And if you do have a potential rule that you would like to have us review, something that you believe no man should ever do in any situation, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com and make the subject men's room rules. All right, it is our random question. Question 844-999-OLA.
Hello, random, Alex. Random, welcome random, to the men's room.
Hola.
Hello there, Alex. How are you?
Pretty good. Just getting ready to clock out.
All right. Okay. It's kind of a weird question.
But you seem like kind of a weird dude.
Yeah. What do you think should be legalized? What do you think right now is illegal should be legalized? This was an easy question not too long ago.
Yeah, right.
For a lot of people, and granted, you say the same for a number of states that haven't gone that way, but what would you say you think should be legalized?
Well, I'm going to say on a federal level, of course, I'm pretty sure there's about hundreds of people that agree with me, but pretty sure I think marijuana should be federally legalized.
Mm-hmm. Like the like the country to the north.
Yes, the hat of America.
Yeah, I agree. I think it should be legalized, but also just because something's legal doesn't mean you have to do it. It's perfectly legal to eat vegetables, and I just don't because I don't enjoy my experience. So I don't understand what the problem is. I would say prostitution. One, you regulate it, and if you regulate it, one, you get your tax dollars. That goes a long way. Two, people are going to pay for sex. You have to know there's nothing you can do stop that. So why not make it safer, regulate it, make some money? And then the countries that have done that, here's the beauty.
So how often do I need to get tested? Like, how often do I need to make sure that I am disease-free?
Once a month.
So I only have to go once a month.
Once a month. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, you have people that will figure it out. I'm sure the CDC would get involved in that. Let them figure it out. But it's like, look, just legalize the thing. Mm-hmm. Just legalize prostitution. Because, again, like we say, when you invite someone out on a date, that first date, yes, we bought you dinner and did all the stuff. But if you think it's because we don't want to have sex, you're a moron. But all I did was give money to the waiter as opposed to giving it to you.
What do you think would be a fair rate for myself? Where would you start?
For you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I had to get tested once
a month. The former Boy Scout.
Right. Like, Mike, where would we start the bidding? Do you think if we had an auction or whatever, like, and you get a night with me and I'm going to do you, right?
Uh-huh.
Prostitution's legal.
What
are
we starting out?
Where do you start the bidding at?
Like, you know what, woman? I'm going to do you.
Yeah. The do me slip. Like, there's a card, there's a picture, I'm smiling, it says do me.
I'd kind of poll the room, just kind of see.
Would you walk around and ask people first?
I'd see if there was any money in the room, and if not, I'd probably put you in the silent auction.
The silent auction.
Oh.
Now, what does that mean, the silent auction?
Wow.
That means I don't have to get up on stage and try to sell you. I'm just going to let you nugget a bit quietly.
Okay.
And people will fill out a little slip
and
drop
pick
it
a
off.
Card
how would
end?
You decide, Mike, if people just were like, yeah, I'd pay some money for them or they know them? Like, how do you decide if you're auctioning off this?
What you do, Ted, is you create a little slip full of a bunch of items. And then you throw them out at people, and then they say, wow, there's a lawnmower, or wow, I have a night with Miles.
Do me.
And then I kind of gauge their responses there. And if I'm not getting a whole lot of response from Miles, I put him in the silent auction so that I don't go up there and I try to get money from Miles when there's zero money in the room for a night with Miles.
I just couldn't come walking out for a minute? You know what I mean? I mean, like, could you just not present me for like 2 seconds so people know what they're getting? You know, like, I just kind of.
Well, if you were presentable. Front there.
If you want to be did by Miles Montgomery.
If you were an item in the auction, Miles, yes, I would bring you out to this. You'd have your little man thong on.
Yeah.
There's a chance to be did by Miles Montgomery.
Yeah. Bidding starts at 50 cents. The reason we asked, what do you think should be legalized? Do you guys remember Wilford Brimley?
Of course. He's the guy who has diabetes.
Yes,
other people
does.
Have diabetes.
He
has diabetes.
Wilford Brimley, I don't know why he was famous back in the day.
He was on a TV show, and then he's in a bunch of movies.
He was a Quaker Oats spokesperson.
That's right, for diabetes.
Remember, he was in The Firm.
Yeah, he was a badass in the
fight. You're kidding me. Okay,
oh, I didn't know.
All right.
Like, so, he's an old guy that you still know you should be scared of.
Yeah, and then he was on some show for years. Like, when I was a kid, he was on TV a lot.
What was the show?
I don't know.
It had Shannon Doherty in it.
Wilford Brimley?
It was before 90210.
You've got to be kidding me.
I don't remember the show exactly, but I remember my first exposure to Wilford Brimley, as we know him now, was this show, whatever that show was. And I could not tell you the name.
All right.
Our House.
Our House. Okay. Uh-huh.
That's what it was.
The name doesn't even ring a bell, but it's Shannon Doherty. Am I right on that? Wilford Brimley, and I think one other person were the mains, but mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, apparently, for those who don't know, like myself, Wilford Brimley is a badass.
You get that sense.
He was a Marine. He was a bodyguard for Howard Hughes.
Jesus.
He was a ranch hand, a horse wrangler, and a blacksmith. And he got his start in show business because he was able to shoe and then ride horses in westerns and do all kinds of tricks and all kinds of crazy crap.
I'll ride a horse for you.
He was also a major, major player in the world of cockfighting.
Really?
One of those guys who slowly walks into the back thing, like, Wilfred's here. He's bringing this prize cock in. You know, he's probably got the best because he's Wilford Brimley, got all the money and all that stuff.
Wait, Wilford Brimley's still alive, right?
Yeah. Oh, he's still alive.
Oh, yeah. He spoke out in both Arizona and New Mexico against bills banning it, mainly because it was a violation of people's personal freedom. And as a guy who liked riding horses and using hunting dogs and all that, he was also worried it would create a slippery slope that could lead on a ban on using animals for other purposes.
Okay.
But he was a fan of cockfighting, I guess, and still thinks that's one of those things out there that should be legalized.
I guess, how much money do you think he used to bet on cockfighting? Like, if that just tells me, back in the day, I mean, man, like you said,
I'm not sure that that's not different than Friday night bingo in a lot of areas. I mean, like, you go to Puerto Rico.
Or culturally, exactly.
I mean, it depends on where you are, what kind of stuff that you might go, whether it's dog fighting, whatever, you know, whatever it is, it exists in certain places because it's been a part of the culture for a long time. Like, most people, if they ever went to a bullfight, they would lose their mind.
Sure.
But if I'm from Mexico, that's just part of something I've seen all my life.
Where you want to go.
You know? Random question, 844-999. Ola, more your calls coming up here in seconds.
Ola, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.